Hey friends and family, loved ones. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I wanted to call in for a young lady who I heard on the prayers and encouragement line. I wanted to pray for her. Heavenly Father, please look after this young lady and her children. Put your hand over her family, her and her husband and her children. She had called in. She sounded half scared to death. Was concerned that she might get found out. Was afraid to leave her children with her husband. Lord, I just pray that you put peace in this house, and you put peace in her heart. That you free her from whatever it is that's trapping her and giving her this anxiety. Lord, I know that you offer a way out, and you'll provide. You always do. Thank you for all your provisions and your love for us. I also want to lift up her husband, that you can, that you speak to his heart. And, I hope that they can come together, would be my request from you, Lord, that they could come together and, have all of their feelings validated and, understood and come to a good resolution in Jesus' name. I love you guys. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Rodney, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the community prayers about an hour and 26 minutes in July 26th, and you were talking about life bites and how Paul got bit by a snake and he shook it off. And I like that you reminded us to shake it off. And you even touched some really hard things. You know, losing a loved one, you even said, is that binding us? Is that holding us down? And it's not like we suppress it. That's definitely not what you meant. But it's not like we don't feel our feelings. And we need to categorize them and put them beautifully on the shelf of our memory. But they don't, we're not a slave to sin being led by fear or being led by something other than the Spirit. So I just loved your life bites analogy, done so wonderfully, and you blessed everybody and declared life over us. So I received that. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for Rodney and all of those that either have poetry or, you know, just have an analogy or they're just given the example of something in life. And then they come back here and make sense for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your word is so applicable to absolutely everything we think, say, and do. May you bless Rodney. May you may he be in a community that he could share these kind of things with and be the one that guides people back to you. May we all continuously point ourselves and others back to Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your word. May we bless you in the way that we live. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Tilly from Florida calling in. On August 1st, having just listened to Brian and Jill give a very open discussion and opening up their hearts, particularly Jill, about her struggles and fights and even periods of time when she struggled with suicidal thoughts. And I can say we probably all have had the enemy whisper in our ear during various times in my life, and I'm no different. I certainly have had those thoughts, and thank the Lord that I recognize where they come from. Nevertheless, it doesn't make the pain or the offense or disappointment any less. So, Jill, it's with great empathy that I thank you for sharing, and bless you and bless you and Brian for what you've done for me for these 18, 19 years. God bless.
Hello, I am Glenn's sister, and he is asking that he has messed up his retirement years with his child pornography addiction. Please pray for Glenn to be paroled on his 70th birthday. And I thank you for that. And pray that he grows in the knowledge and understanding of Jesus Christ. Goodbye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. Just wanted to bring you answer to prayer for two different things and asking for prayer for another. Answer to prayer was my daughter Sabrina. She had brain surgery. Some things went wrong, but praise God, everything turned out okay now, and she's in the healing process. So, amen to that. The other one was I had a hip replacement, and everything went to the surgeon yesterday, follow up, and everything is going along well there. And that's healing up. So praise God for that. And all the support that I have here with the family and friends. The other one is a friend of ours, Kathy Ryan, was in a bad car accident. Her passenger was killed. She's in ICU. She doesn't know that her friend has passed away yet, because she's in so bad shape she can't, they don't want to give it, they don't want to tell her that information right now. So if you could pray for Kathy and their family, really appreciate that. Okay. Thank you, and God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Hello, my family. This is Tamika in Harrisburg. I was going to be calling about my own personal issues until I heard the rest of the prayer request at the end of today's call or study. So I want to go ahead and lift up a woman that is from Florida but lives in Canada, and she's going to have to come back and deal with her family, which has been dealing with addiction running the show. I encourage you because you may be the only person that still has hope. Do not give up hope. Please do not. I know I don't have experience with a whole bunch of different addictions, but I have my own walk. But I wanted to go to school to be a substance abuse counselor until I started understanding how badly people come out after rehab, and it broke my heart. So do not give up hope. Please do not stop praying, and we are praying with you. And I also want to lift up Miss Angie Walker. I do not want to forget about her, and as well as Miss Linda from Texas. For Craig and Carol and Caitlin. Oh my God. Father, only you know what can console and soothe their heart and their spirit. But they need a double dose. Father and family, lift them up. Even if you can't call, I know sometimes we can't call in or we forget, but we're right there in the moment, and we are agreeing with you, and we are lifting those things up, and the Holy Spirit brings them back, whether we're somewhere else days later, you never know. But Father, please, there's nothing worse than losing a child and feeling like it was your fault. Father, please. And I thank you. I thank you for the good reports and the praise reports, especially for everybody, particularly today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother, Christopher. He has biopsy results today. He's got, I think, in his lymph nodes under his arm, under his right arm, and he's got a thing that's right kind of in the middle of his breast that he's got results on today. Now, this is July 31st, 2025. I just wanted to keep him covered up in prayer. We're praying it's just a cyst or something that is benign. We don't want it to be cancerous or be malignant. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We want to keep him covered up in prayers. Love you guys. Talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in August 1st to pray for our children. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. Romans 15:7. Sometimes we see ourselves, our interests, our temperament, our beliefs, our mannerisms reflected back in the lives of our children. But other times, we see exactly the opposite. Sometimes our children grow and flourish in the direction of our dreams for them. But other times, our vision for our children doesn't match up with how they are turning out. We don't find it difficult to accept and affirm those areas in our children that are a positive reflection of ourselves. We feel respected and affirmed by our kids when they follow in our footsteps and agree with our positions. The rub comes when God gives us children who think differently than we do, value different things than we do, and process life differently than we do. When this is the case, we may feel justified in withholding our affirmation, approval, and acceptance. But then we read the words of Paul, who instructs us to accept each other. He's telling us to go beyond mere tolerance to warm acceptance of those in the body of Christ who are different than we are, including our children. This can sometimes seem like a tall order, and Paul seems to realize that genuine acceptance is never easy. So he provides us with both a motivation and a resource to accept others, remembering and relishing the acceptance we've received from Christ provides what we need to accept others. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for loving our families with everlasting love. We pray you will watch over, protect, and keep them safe. We ask that you help them to give their lives over to you. Teach them how to follow your ways. Help us to know you better and love you more today. Teach us how to build solid relationships with other believers. Show us how to walk with you daily, to listen to your voice and follow where you lead. Help us draw closer to you and to each other. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, Dad family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. And Sadie M., I heard your prayer request on the community prayer, and you said something. You thought you had slipped up when you said your art ministry. But you know what? Maybe that wasn't a slip up. Maybe there is a ministry in that. I would just like to pray into that. I would like for us to pray, just pray for Sadie, asking the Lord to reveal, the direction that He would have her go. Father God, we just come to your throne room of grace. We just ask you, to please give direction to, our beloved sister, Sadie. Show her the way that she should go with her business. Show her what your heart is for her life, for her to just make money for her living. Give her guidance. Open doors, Lord God. Bring people. Lord God, just give her discernment on where she is to go, where she is to live, what she is to do, and how she is to pursue her future. And we just thank you for the excitement in her voice. That we don't, you know, we're just so happy to hear that excitement in her voice. You're starting to give her direction, and we just love it, Lord. So just thank you in advance for everything that you're doing. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, hallelujah.
This is From Junk to Treasure. And as we close out this week on this Saturday morning, August 2nd, we're lifting up the prayer request, Lord, from this past week. You have heard our silent, whispered, and written prayer request from the ones we have spoke out into the universe, for the written ones on the prayer wall, to the hidden ones in our heart that the Holy Spirit is transporting to God at the throne. We humbly bow before you, Lord. And you know the request that's been spoken from our knee benders in this damnation. The Holy Spirit takes those prayers to the throne of grace with precious care. We praise you first and foremost, Lord, that we are allowed to pray to you, that we have the Holy Spirit to help us to interpret our groans and moanings that we can't pray out when we're in desperation and anguish. We thank you and praise you just for being the Lord of hosts. Thank you for taking our prayers into your care and overseeing them. Thank you for dispatching your mighty ministering spirits. Thank you for sending forth the Holy Spirit to do mighty things. Thank you, Father God. Take these prayer requests, Lord, from our faithful, faithful prayers that you deem precious, and do mighty things for your glory and your honor and your praises. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer Billy submitted for his brother, Christopher. He has a mass or a lump or something like that in his one of his chest area. And he's going in for a mammogram. He might have already had it by the point we're hearing this. But Lord, we know you work outside of time and space. So we request and we stand against this, the attack of the enemy, and that this would not be cancer, Lord. And if it is, that it would be treatable, and that his prognosis would be good, and that he would be a walking testimony for you as a result of his life, as a result of the healing power that you give. So we pray this in your son's name.
Well, Brian and Jill, thank you for discussing the book of Job and suffering. I feel like I have been living it. Lost my dad in 2009. My health started failing 2010. Took care of my father-in-law on hospice and watched a sweet man turn into a violent and mean man from liver failure in 2017. My body crashed in 2018, lost my best friend in 2019, and was diagnosed with Lyme disease, mast cell, and many co-infections in 2019. My husband got sick and took his own life in March of 2020. Married a narcissistic man in 2022 and divorced in 2023 and walked away with all his debt. This year, I got in a car accident, totaling my van, and too many other things I don't have time to mention. So I just wanted to say a little prayer. Please, Jehovah Rapha, heal all of us that are suffering mentally, physically, emotionally, and or spiritually and financially. Just all of you out there that are suffering, you're not alone. I know God is here. So just please keep the faith and just keep me in your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you,
Dabbers. Hey, my amazing Dab fam. This is KSD. Just want to lift up a couple of our family members. Father, I lift up Graham in Langley, Vancouver, who is separated from his wife due to dementia for almost 5 years. And it's very hard being alone. Oh, God, please, will you come alongside of our brother in this very trying situation? Lord, will you give him the continued grace to move forward? God, you know how this all plays out. We're simply asking that you would give him strength, peace, comfort, and continued faith and trust in you that you have not forgotten him. Let your will be done concerning his wife. And we pray that you will let your perfect plan come to pass in this matter. And God, I'm so thankful for Nicole Living Christ Redemption Story and her precious daughter Olivia, and just her sharing that powerful redemption story. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you for our next generation, Lord, that are standing up for you, that are learning to articulate the gospel. And this precious young daughter, Olivia of Nicole's, is a wonderful example of the generation that's coming behind us and that needs to know how to boldly declare and proclaim who you are. Thank you for this precious young daughter, Olivia. Use her mightily, God, to be a witness to more of her generation. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible says that blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate both day and night. But I have walked in the counsel of the ungodly, and I have stood in the way of sinners. I have sat in the seat of the scornful, and in my heart I have embraced iniquity to the fullest, seeking its fruit both night and day. Yet you continued to love me. You continued to bless me. And even in the midst of my own self-abasement, you continued to lift me up. You continued to exalt me. In the absence of all worldly riches, I am still abundantly rich, for my cup runneth over, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. I am unworthy of your mercy and grace, yet both of them pursue me relentlessly, and I cannot seem to escape your loving kindness no matter where I go. You have surrounded me with a wall of love that's so thick that it seems impervious to the arrows of the wicked one, and even those whom I have hurt the most still embrace me with open hearts, open minds, and open arms. I love you, Lord. And I'm trying very hard to stay within the realm of things that are pleasing in your sight. Even though I should have been dead many times, you have built a bridge between me and my enemies that even death can't seem to cross. I love you, Lord, and I ask you to please strengthen my hands to do your will and your will only. To be continued.
Hi, this is God's Life Speaker. I am listening to July 26th. At about 2.5 hours in, and there's a woman who did not want to leave her name, but you feel unseen. Your husband is angry and mean, and you haven't been to church since October, and nobody has checked on you. My sweet sister, I am so sorry. I am sorry that other sisters in Christ have failed you and have not reached out. But I would like to encourage you to go back to that church and see the pastor. You need to have some godly wisdom, and that is the place to start. And you can even mention that nobody has reached out. You can tell them exactly what you said. You could play this 2-minute message you left. Don't do this alone, and don't create more isolation. Protect your children also. Protect yourself, but get the help that you need and start at your local church. Someone who at least would recognize your face and knows that you have been in that congregation. Heavenly Father, you're a Father who sees, you're a Father who knows. Would you forgive this local church, this woman used to attend? Would you open up their eyes and have them receive her when she walks through the door? Lord, would you protect her, give her peace and comfort, give her guidance on what her next steps are, but give her a godly counsel so that she can make the right decision? We pray it in Jesus' name. Call back, please.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, it's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 2 Corinthians 1, 4-6. Father God, we lift up to you today the 4-year-old autistic boy who shot himself and his family, as well as Erica Bowers. Father, you comfort us through all our troubles so that we may comfort others and give them the same comfort God gave us. The more we suffer in this world for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even though we are weighed down with troubles, it is for the comfort and salvation of the ones we love. Father, we pray that this young boy be miraculously saved with no lasting effects. And Father, please protect his parents from any legal ramifications. Father, we pray for Erica Bowers and whatever it is she's going through. Father, give her your comfort and continue to work through Tiffany so she can love and comfort Erica. Father, we pray that you continue to work through their lives, being the love and light of Jesus. Move obstacles and work in Erica's release plan so that those gates open for her and she can reunite with her friend and they both can spread the good news about all that you have done in their lives. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Tiffany. Let us know how both situations are going.
Good morning. Just want to respond to a couple prayers. The mother who called in about her son, who's a welder, and I'm assuming because of his job, has somehow got cuts in his eye. And so we just lift him up. Luckily, the doctors were able to find it and figure it out and prescribe something. And hopefully it works. So we pray that, Lord, you would just provide healing, whether miraculously or through the steroidal drops, that he won't miss any time at work, and that his eye, he would regain complete function of his eye without any nuisance or bothering pain. And I want to lift up the gentleman that called in from Portugal as a father and a husband. Has just been taking it on the chin for a while now, financial stuff, physical stuff, and now he's got this looming question of a mass or nodule that is of unknown substance, or whether it's benign or it is cancerous. He's just kind of looming over his head. So, Lord, give him peace. Let him know you are in control, even though what doesn't feel like it. And it might be annoying when other people say God's in control because it doesn't feel like it. And saying things like that doesn't feel helpful when you're going through it. But Lord, we just ask on his behalf that you continue to give him peace, be his foundation, be strong in his weakness. Let him put one foot in front of the other. Guide him, even though he might not see far ahead along the path.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Micah in Awe in Kansas City, Missouri area. I've been hearing some prayer requests that's prompted me to call today, specifically from mothers regarding their sons and the frustrations they're going through. I just want to point out, the reason for my call is to point out the awesomeness of hardship and struggle for a man. And I assume women as well, but I'm speaking from my own experience as a man. I'm in my 40s now, but I once was a young man coming up, dealing with struggle and hardship. It builds your character. So we live in this world that we have so many ways to avoid uncomfortable situations. And comfort is not always a good thing. It's nice, right? But comfort is to be earned. It's not to be given. And a young man should go through hardship, should go through struggle, should face tough love and learn to do things on their own, right? So I hear these things that are regarding their feelings, and we all know that feelings are valid, and mental health is very important. We see a lot of suicide and things like that. I'm not talking about people that are suicidal and stuff like that. That's a different subject. But I want you to know that if your sons are, like, if it's pulling on your heartstrings that your sons are complaining of uncomfortableness and hardship, just know that that tough love that you're giving them will help them figure it out. They have to internalize and say, well, I guess I gotta do something to stop being uncomfortable. And that's when the manhood really kicks in, and their man, that's when they earn that man card. All right, love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 146, 5-10. Father God, we lift up to you today Eddie C. and Wise Guy in Arizona and the difficulties of reintegration after incarceration. Joyful are those who have God as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made the heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps his promise to them forever. Father, please do your work against oppression of Eddie C. and Wise Guy. Ensure they have the provisions they need. Father, you have freed them from their past lives and have opened their eyes to Jesus. Lord, lift them up, these godly sons of yours. Father, protect them as they navigate the landscape of their lives. Frustrate those who mean to do them harm. Father, you rule and reign forever. Thank you for your love and mercy. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you guys. Let us know how you're doing. Give us an update.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in August 3rd to pray over our children. Declare me innocent, O Lord, for I have acted with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my heart, for I am always aware of your unfailing love, and I have lived according to your truth. Psalm 26, 1-3. In this psalm, one could mistake David's confidence for pride as he boldly invited the God who sees and knows all to fully investigate his actions and motives and publicly declare him to be an authentic believer. He claimed to have always had his focus on the steadfast love of God and to have lived day in and day out in line with God's character and commands. In another claim that could come off as arrogant, David distinguished himself from liars, hypocrites, and those who do evil. To be continued.
Continuation. Examine my heart, Father. Search my mind. Renew within me a right spirit and help me to lean not to my own understanding. But cleanse me and purge me, for it seems my feet are always in a hurry to run to badness, and my eyes always want to linger on iniquity. My hands long to touch the unclean thing, but in my heart and mind, I long to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and have clean hands and a pure heart, that I might be pleasing in your sight and acceptable for your service. But I know I don't amount to much. I fall short in every way. I do and say a lot of things that I shouldn't every day. But you fill me with your power, Lord, and my light is shining bright. I lift you up in all that I do, and I long to do what's right. Help me, Lord, to stay the course, for I am a godly man. Every other road I've tried has turned to sinking sand. I know there is a purpose, Lord. What would you have me do? I know there is a reason, Lord, for all you brought me through. I trust and wait with open mind for more to be revealed. But I already know within my heart that my inner scars are healed. Thank you, Lord, for saving me again, for giving me a sober mind, for giving me back my love for you in sight where I was blind. I know if I put my trust in you and do my very best and pray and ask for inner strength, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Thank you, God, for taking me back again and again and again. No matter how far I seem to stray, in the end, you always win. I pray I'll never stray again. I'm now a broken man. Help me, Lord, to do your will. My life is in your hand. Blind Tony, 1016 at gmail.com. Once again, Brian Harden and
Lisa the Encourager. This is God's Life Speaker. I liked your reminder about John 21 and the sheep. And we currently have about 100 sheep in our pasture that belong to the farmer. He's just helping us cut the grass. But they are so fun to watch and listen to. I just thought I'd bring you out here with me just so you could hear them. It's so fun. Thank you also, Lisa, for just blessing me with your words. That was so kind. I received them. Blessings to you too. Heavenly Father, may we be like these sheep right now in this pasture that so eagerly are looking to me and my voice. Lord, may we look to your Son. May we invite the Holy Spirit, and may we seek you and bring you glory in all that we do. I pray that you would help us to be the sons and daughters you've called us to be. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray a blessing over Lisa the Encourager, wherever she goes, that she would continue to encourage others with a smile, with a word, and just being present for them. We thank you for her being part of the DAB family. And bless her, Lord. And all of us, Lord, want to live our lives for you. Help us, Holy Spirit, lead us in all truth. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, fam, it's Bart. I wanted to call in and pray for a waterman from Portugal. Man, I understand. I get everything you're saying. Called in financial ruin, trying to provide for your family. And you have a nodule on your lung. So I wanted to reach out, man, and go ahead and pray for you. So, Father, we come together for my brother, Waterman, and we just ask that you give him a faith of having heart knowledge of you, God, and head knowledge of you. Lord, we struggle and we sit there and we have the head knowledge of knowing that we're going through things and that you will provide. Father, we expect that. But, Father, let it be in his heart that you will provide, that an utter faith that you were here as creation was made, that you know he's got a good path before him. Help him to keep providing. Help him to not be bitter about providing. Help him to continue love and keep a smile around. And Lord, you will continue to provide. Lord, I ask this brother to receive miracles throughout this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to join my faith with the faith of some of our brethren that called in, that we should join their hands in prayer, believing God for a breakthrough for whatsoever their prayer point is. I'm calling in to join my faith with a brother calling. He's believing God. He's a father and the husband, a family of four is dependent on him. He said he has done all he knows how to do, but the breakthrough hasn't come. Brother, I want you to know we are with you in prayer. You see, where our strength stops, that is where God's wisdom begins. Even if we didn't see it, God is behind the scene working for our good. I just love your faith. You see, you believe, your family still believe God can change miracle. God can change the situation. Brother, we are believing you on this. A mother called in and said he wants to have a good relationship with his son of 17 years who has been rebellious all this time. Mommy, I want you to know we're with you in prayer. And this son is coming back. Your heart desire, God will open his eyes to see that you actually meant well for him. We are with you in prayer. We're praying for your son. And another mother called in that his son is a welder, and all of a sudden there is pain. I couldn't understand, but there is pain he is going through, and they couldn't ascertain what it is. Mommy, we are with you in prayer. We're praying for your son. Father, we thank you because we are depending on you. Bible said that some trust in their chariots, other trust in their horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord. And that's why we have come to you, depending on you for a turnaround, for a breakthrough. Father, there will be a financial breakthrough, a sound of abundance of joy in the family of our brother, in the name of Jesus. For a mother that is looking for good relationship with her son, Father, her heart desire, may it be a...
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Just calling in today for prayer. My daughter Alexandra has her social security hearing today, and We still don't have her seizures under control, and she hasn't been able to drive since October of 2022, so she hasn't been able to work, and just to the Lord that if it is His will, she will get her Social Security today and hopefully be able to have some kind of a normal life if and when her seizures ever are under control. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we thank you for everything you do for us. And we love everyone there in the Daily Audio Bible, and thank you for praying for Alexandra. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. I love you all.
Good morning, my beautiful knee benders in this Dab Nation. This is from Junk to Treasure, and I was stopped in my tracks and needed to pray. When I was listening to the community prayers and heard Prisoner of Hope come on and give us the news that she is no longer going to be calling in, I'm going to pray over you, dear sister. And I'm saddened by this news because we will be no longer blessed with the beautiful sound of your voice. But Lord, I ask that the Spirit of God instruct and guide her through her pursuits. Oh, Heavenly Father, foster unity and healthy relationships within this new ministry setting that she is going into. Allow Prisoner of Hope the ability to effectively communicate the gospel of God's love and salvation's plan. Grant her clarity and wisdom as she pursues a different ministry path, Father God. Let her fully rely on and seek and recognize God's leading in this situation. I pray, Lord Heavenly Father, for protection against discouragement or doubt that might come upon her. Fill her with great discernment and resilience, Father God. Fully give her wisdom and knowledge in everything that she does for the kingdom work. Let this transition be successful and smooth for her. Bless her as she engages with others so that they may receive the blessing of the Lord through her ministry work. Let her lead and move with your hand always upon her as she goes with humility and her eyes are set upon you. Strengthen her daily and allow her to flourish under your will for her life. And we pray these things in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. May the Holy Spirit be upon her at all times. In the name of Jesus. This is a prayer for the lady who did not identify herself or give us her husband's name on the community prayer and encouragement at timestamp 2:18:33. Father God, you know these people intimately, and this wife has called in for prayers for her husband. He had a previous transplant done, and we are praying against any rejection that his body might have to that. And his wife indicated that he's got new tumors and blood clots developing. Father God, we just ask that you wash the holy power of healing completely through this husband's body. Dissolve the tumors, Father God, by your mightiness. Dissolve the blood clots, Father God, and let the blood flow freely through his body the way you originally planned for it to be. Bless his body, Father God. Nourish him, strengthen him, uplift him, Father God. Touch him from the top of his head to the very tips of his toenails on the inside and outside of his body, Father God, that he is whole, because your word said, by your stripes we have been healed. And we believe for total healing, Father God, and we ask for future protection to flow through his bloodstream, Lord, because of your mighty power, that nothing else can come upon him. No infirmity, no disease, no infection, no bacteria, no strep. Nothing but the blood of the healing power of the Lamb of God flowing in him with nourishment, Father God. And be with his wife through this stressful time, Lord. Give her a peace that passes all understanding, Lord. And uplift and undergird her also, Father God, with your holy...
Hey guys, it's your Eyes of a Dove. I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for praying for my son, Rylan, who we were trying to get rehomed at grandma's house with the toxic home environment going on at home. He was gone for 5 days and finally showed up this last Friday night. I did ask for a civil standby because I knew that he was really confused about legality reasons and if I was able to do that. So I allowed the cop, who was very sweet, to speak into my son's life. And it seemed to help a little bit. He had to process it. But the following morning, he met up with my brother, who's a born-again believer, and they had coffee. And my brother just poured love into his life. And so did Braden, his older brother, and my mom. And his grandfather on his dad's side. So everybody was just trying to encourage him and support him that moving to grandma's house was healthy for him. And it wasn't a rejection, but it is to try to help him begin his life. So he's settled. He's moved in. He decided to stop fighting back. He decided not to elevate it to a CPS complaint. Which I'm okay if CPS came out. I know that we're doing the right thing for Rylan, and that's what they would want. But I have experienced AFib due to panic in my heart. So my heart's been erratically beating for the past 3 days, and I've been randomly crying, like going through an intense grieving process, because I know that this is severely damages my relationship with my son. And the message he's getting sent is not the true message. It is that I love him, and it is not that I'm abandoning him, but I know that's how he feels. So if you can continue to pray for our relationship and pray for your eyes of a dove, that I will be healthy. Love you guys.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for August 1st. If you think about it, when we talk about acceptance in the church, we mostly talk about it in terms of us accepting Jesus. But the reality here is that Jesus accepted us even when we thought much differently than he does, valued things much differently than he does, and processed life much differently than he does. He didn't require that we clean up our lives first. Like the father of the prodigal son, he ran to us, embraced us, and welcomed us into his family. Oh, that we might have the same grace to accept our children in this way. Lord, we need your grace to accept our children in the same welcoming, affirming, and glad-hearted way in which you accepted us. We need words of affirmation and encouragement. We need a countenance of joy and openness. We need a willingness to let go of our expectations for our children so we can accept and celebrate our children's life as it unfolds. I love you, family.
Continuation. Examine my heart, search my mind, renew within me a right spirit, and help me to lean not to my own understanding. But cleanse me and purge me, for it seems my feet are always in a hurry to run to badness, and my eyes always want to linger on iniquity. My hands long to touch the unclean thing, but in my heart and mind, I long to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and have clean hands and a pure heart, that I might be pleasing in your sight and found acceptable for your service. But I know I don't amount to much. I fall short in every way. I do and say a lot of things that I shouldn't every day. But you fill me with your power, Lord, and my light is shining bright. I lift you up in all that I do, and I long to do what's right. Help me, Lord, to stay the course, for I am a godly man. Every other road I've tried has turned to sinking sand. I know there is a purpose, Lord. What would you have me do? I know there is a reason, Lord, for all that you brought me through. I trust and open with open mind for more to be revealed. But I already know within my heart that my inner scars are healed. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for giving me a sober mind, for giving me back my love for you and sight where I was blind. I know if I put my trust in you and do my very best and pray and ask for inner strength, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Thank you, God, for taking me back again, again, and again. No matter how far I seem to stray, in the end, you always win. I pray I'll never stray again. I'm now a broken man. Help me, Lord, to do your will. My life is in your hand. Blind Tony.
Hi, DAB family. This is Aussie Bear in Australia. I'm just listening to the community prayers for August the 3rd. And I just heard a prayer from, or a prayer request from Christina, either Christine or Christina in Virginia. She said that she's 64 years old and that she is being bullied at work. Oh, Christina, my heart just jumped when I heard that. I have been in that position. When I was ringing into the DAB several years ago, I often talked about the fact that I left my job at a supermarket, a job that I absolutely loved, after 4 years of bullying from a co-worker. And I'm still, like, seriously, it's 6 years now since I left that job, I think, and I'm still traumatized by it. I still have to see that woman every time I go into the supermarket because I live in a small country town, and I still see her, and I still get, you know, heart starts seeing her because of what she put me through. So please know that I am absolutely praying for you, and I really do pray that things get better for you at work, and that something is done about this person who is bullying you. That was one of my biggest grievances, and was the lack of support that I got from my other co-workers, my management, and HR, and even head office, because I went right to head office about her, and nothing was done. And I pray that something gets done for you. All right. God bless you.
Good morning, my daily audio Bible family. It's been a while since I've called. In that time, I have lost my mom that I was caring for with Alzheimer's dementia, but it was a peaceful going home. And I thank the Lord for the ability to care for her and be at her side, and that she was my little girl. Today is August 3rd, and I heard our sister Eyes of a Dove, Ozzy Bear, and our brother Waterman. And I wanted to let you know that I am praying for every request for your son, and that your relationship with Eyes of a Dove, God will give him a time to reflect, and that your relationship won't be restored. Even with his stepdad and your ex-husband, especially with you. Ozzy Bear, a lot of people when you're mourning will always tell you that it's enough, and the scriptures tell us that there is a season, but that season only you know, and Cass will know. And we will continue praying for her, because 66 years of marriage is a lifetime. That's even older than I am. And so I will pray for you to continue to hold her up and be her friend, and for her, as she's now in a place where she's never been, and new people around her, and the love of her life being gone. And my brother Waterman, I will continue to pray for your family, your needs.
Hello, DBA family. God bless you all. I'm Rosie, calling from New York, Whitestone, Queens. I've been part of this family, beautiful family, for going on 7 years. And I tell you that it's been a wonderful journey as well. I was calling because I had called previously before. I've just been having calls, and then I was told that I had the beginning of pneumonia, and had been having antibiotics for 7 days, didn't work, then 5 days, and get me a little better, but the cough is still here, and nobody seems to understand. I ended up in the hospital 3 times, and they can't pinpoint what it is. They said if, you know, when you had, you know, pneumonia, that the cough will linger. But I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I refuse it. And I just started to wonder, as I'm just striving, that is this a spiritual battle, Lord? Because I've taken every medicine. Even this morning when I woke up and I'm coughing, and I'm like, why do I have to cross? Why, Lord? And I took everything possible to clear it out, even the abelizer, because it was getting a little bit, like, tight. And it's still the same. So, listen, I know there's power in prayer, and I don't care what the enemy tries to say. He set me free from infirmity long time ago, and I am not going to take anything but the truth of the Lord. And I need you guys to come in agreement with me that no works of the enemy will prosper, that I am healed by the name and the blood of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing. And if this is a battle between the spirit world, then let me tell you, Jesus won this battle 2,000 years ago. So
dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the miracle of life. And thank you for the wonder of your love. Please bless all of my brothers and sisters on their journeys today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love all you guys. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. Please lift me up as I lift you up. Have a great day.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Hebrews 12, 1-3. Father God, we lift up to you today B-filled Bridget and the ongoing legal situation with the death of her son-in-law. Father, we pray that you strengthen Bridget and her family while they continue on this race. They can continue because they have kept their eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Thinking of all the hostility he endured, we won't grow weary and give up. Father, we pray that the ongoing court proceedings be concluded so that Bridget's family can grieve, decompress, and continue on with their lives. Father, may your justice be done in the loss of this son. And we pray for the repentance and salvation of those charged. Father, may they find you and walk in your ways for the rest of their lives. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Bridget.
I'm Charlie, forgiven fellow. I am requesting prayer for Debbie Perales and myself. She wants me out of the apartment by August 19th. I'm working with VA and roomies for a new account apartment. I'm putting a double dabber first year and last few years reading.
This is Don in Texas. I just finished listening to the August 4 podcast, and I must say it's been a real blessing listening to your life story, actually. I love the sound of your voices. Brian, you have a great radio voice, but I have to tell you, Jill has the voice of angels. I just love the sound of her voice, and she adds so much to your podcast.
Hey, Deb family, it's Sparky. I just wanted to share a praise report because I love you guys so much for helping me to get through some really, really rocky times. I got to come home Friday, and it was a very anxious weekend. I don't think they necessarily wanted me to go. And so it was kind of rocky knowing how my job was going to be when I got home. And yesterday, me and Beloved went to church, our home church, that we haven't been to in probably a good year and a half. And we got to see friends, and our church friends, that I had high anxiety of going back. And they received us with open arms. And then we went to a marriage seminar last night at that church and had a great time. Then I got to finally listen to Brian and Jill before I went to bed last night. And it was so good. Thank y'all so, so much. Y'all are amazing pastors. And I decided to start a seminary class. So I started that Saturday. And in all that anxiety, my new boss called me and said he's been trying to get me transferred for the last couple months and told me he has a really good job for me here. But God, stick with it, folks. God loves you, and it's so tough to trudge through. Keep your eyes on him. Keep your faith on him. Keep your love on him, and he will hold you. I love y'all.
Hello, my DAB family. It's Bethsaida. I'm thinking about everyone who has been diagnosed with a sickness. I want y'all to know that I love you, and I pray for everyone every day. Might not be by name, but it's for my family. And just want to ask that everyone remain strong. Have faith. I know it's hard. It's hard when we can't see it and when things are just going wrong around us. It's easy to blame Yahweh. But we all know it's the enemy. I just got a diagnosis 4 days ago for my puppy Jackson. He's 5. We thought he had a lump, and that lump turned out to be cancer, and he has 5 masses around his liver. There's fluid around his liver. They tested that, and that's positive for cancer. And it's also in his spleen. He's like my baby. So I just want everybody to please keep Jackson in prayer. We're trying to treat him with a diet and some mushrooms and prednisone. So let's just pray that God gives us all strength, that we stay in his word and we trust him. In the name of Jesus, I love you all.
Jane Ruth, this is God's Life Speaker. I loved hearing your voice, and I love the testimony on July 26th, Community Prayers, where you have been on DAB for 15 years and that this has been your sustaining place, and that you love us. And I am so grateful for that, but that you would like to snuggle up to some prayers. And here you go. So when I pray with people, I love to hold their hands. So let's hold hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jane Ruth. Thank you for the consistent prayer warrior she has been through 15 years of staying here on DAB and coming back, and whatever hardships she's shared over the years that have been prayed for, and in return she prays for others. So Father, this is brotherhood and sisterhood in Christ. So may we strengthen each other. May we snuggle up in prayer, and just bring everything before you, Lord. Thank you that you allow us to come with everything. Thank you for our hardships, but thank you that you always have grace, and we receive that, and we ask for your mercy and receive that. Would you bless Jane Ruth and just expand her borders? We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, as we come before you today, we humbly ask that you help us cultivate hearts of true contentment. We pray that through your encouragement, examples, and words, we can apply truth to our lives that will bring contentment as we grow in our faith in you. Guide us to see the blessings in our lives, both big and small, and to find deep satisfaction in the gifts you have given us. May we find peace in knowing that you are our provider and that our worth is found solely in you. Teach us to be grateful for every moment and to appreciate the simple joys of life. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in August 4th to pray over our children. All the leaders of the priests and the people became more and more unfaithful. They followed all the pagan practices of the surrounding nations, desecrating the temple of the Lord that had been consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, repeatedly sent his prophets to warn them, for he had compassion on his people and his temple. But the people mocked these messengers of God and despised their words. They scoffed at the prophets until the Lord's anger could no longer be restrained and nothing could be done. 2 Chronicles 36:14-16. These final verses in 2 Chronicles present a seemingly sad ending in the light of all the promises God had made to them and all of the blessings he had poured out on them. But though this is the end of the history recorded in this book, it is nowhere near the end of the story. God would continue to extend himself to his rebellious children. The day would come when he would send a better priest to dwell with his people, not in the temple, but among them as one of them. Rather than sending his word through a prophet, the word would become flesh. God did not give up on his people in the face of their rejection. He continued to pursue them and draw them to himself. And this is still God's character. This is the God in whom we have put our hope for our children. Though they may so far have resisted and rejected God's provision or mocked and scoffed at God's word, don't give up. He is relentless in his pursuit of his people. Lord, you are a relentless Father pursuing us in love. Help us to pursue our children while modeling your kind of faithfulness, your kind of persistence, and your kind of compassion. I love you, family.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to join some of our brethren that requested that we join them by faith to their prayer point. I'm calling in. There's a priest report. A grandmother called in that her grandson just graduated from rehab. He has a job, he's bought a car, he's doing so well. Thank God for that. May his name be praised. We use your son as a point of contact, reaching every other mother, every other parents that are waiting for this kind of testimony for their children. It will go round each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And you also say we should pray for your granddaughter that is dealing with the spirit of rejection. Mommy, we are with you in prayer, and we're praying for her, and we counsel every spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus. And the woman called in, a mother called in, that it's a couple that they are passing through financial challenges, and they want to sell their house and move to a different city, and they have not been able to find a buyer. I want you to know, sister, that we're praying for you, and the good Lord will give you that divine connection, that one person that need that particular property, and your testimony will be full. We are with you in prayer, and we're praying for you. And another sister called in for her friend Rooney, who is going through the spirit of suicide. She has financial challenges and all that. Sis, I want you to know we're praying for your friend, and we come against every spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God rest upon your friend in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her spiritual eye open to see solution even in the midst of every crisis. God is passing a thirst. God is help. God will help her to see there is a solution. There is an answer lying somewhere. Her spiritual eyes will be opened.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania, and I want to pray for some young folks. One, Nicholas, who his father from Wisconsin, I forgot your name, sir, mentioned coming out of prison. And also East Coast Traveler, graduating and getting his master's degree and looking for godly Christian men as friends. That is an awesome desire. And I think, you know, I think of that. I hear, delight yourself in the Lord and you will receive the desires of your heart. Keep on seeking God and seeking fellowship, and he will give you the desires of your heart. A group of caring guys that will just be that support for you, and you could be that support and help for them too. And I want to pray for Selah, too, what an amazing young lady. And I want to pray for my church that's prison ministry, all the people who are incarcerated and as they get out. Father, I just thank you, God, for the man in Wisconsin's young man. And Lord, I just ask that you would bless this gentleman, bless his son. Lord, let him have godly men in his life to encourage him on. For East Coast Traveler, I believe the same for you. And Lord, for Selah, God, I thank you, God, that you will give her the desires of her heart. Let her parents be softer, kinder, and listening to her heart's cry. Lord, that is an honor and a privilege to have a child who wants fellowship with her parents. Amazing. And Lord, I pray for all those who are incarcerated. We haven't forgotten you. And we pray, Lord, that they will have good transitions to the outside world and never come back there again. In Jesus' name.
Take your burdens to the Lord and learn to leave them there. We hear that from an early age, and we even say it in our prayer. Cast your cares upon me and your burdens at my feet. I provide for birds and beasts, and all your needs I'll meet. Even all your enemies I told you I'd repay. So why are you so all wrapped up in bondage every day? You say you believe in me. Stand still and watch me go. You're covered with anxiety and your spirit's running low. You toss and turn almost every night, concerned about tomorrow. You even carry yesterday and both those days you borrow. Cast your every care upon me. You doubt and don't believe. The Bible says you ask amiss, that's why you don't receive. You're like a man with a double mind, adrift upon life's sea. Is anything too hard for God? The truth will set you free. You worry about the future. You worry about the past. You're focused on the obstacles and you think your strength can't last. But sufficient unto every day is the worry for that day. You're trying to carry tomorrow's load with strength that's marked today. 2 days burden, 1 day's strength. You're all stressed out. You gave a tenth. You're bounced on a tightrope, suspended in midair. Fear is in your right hand, and your left hand's filled with care. Worry can't alleviate or solve tomorrow's grief. Worry just depletes your strength and diminishes your belief. To be continued.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for August 3rd. But David was not speaking with pride. If he was driven by confidence in his own record, he wouldn't have asked God to redeem him. He wouldn't have asked God to show him mercy. Instead, David closed his psalm by imploring God, "Redeem me and show me mercy. Now I stand on solid ground, and I will publicly praise the Lord." Psalm 26:11-12. David knew he could not depend on his own record of integrity to earn favor with God. He stood instead on the solid ground of God's grace for sinners. Of course, he couldn't grasp this grace as clearly as you and I can on this side of the cross. He didn't know exactly how what happened on the altar made his dirty hands clean, but he trusted the Lord without wavering. He lived according to the truth he had been given. This is the kind of confident faith we long to see flourish in our children. We want the grace of God to become so real to them that they can throw open the windows of their lives, confident they have no need to hide anything from God since all has been dealt with at His altar. We desire to see an increasing congruity between God's character and their character take shape, an increasing confidence in grace for sinners. Lord, we long for you to work in our children's lives so that our children can pray this kind of confident, nothing to hide, everything to expect prayer to you. I love you, family.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is August 5th, and Aussie Bear, you called in and talked about a prayer request or a praise report that I had back in February, and I found that so encouraging to hear my words back at me about the provision of our Father. And I was just so grateful for that call, and it was really what I needed to request prayer from our family. I am having a struggle with depression. I am very aware of this demonic oppression, and I know it has a lot to do with my eating habits and maybe a lack of vitamins, minerals, possibly my thyroid medication. All that being said, I know that I also need prayer to get through this cycle, because I know that I have currently a lot of things going on, but I also know that they're not worthy of the thought process that I'm having, that I'm struggling with right now. And so I only have a moment, and I also wanted to pray for the woman whose son, Jonathan, is missing. And so, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would bind the enemy and anyone holding him back from coming home and returning to his family. And I pray that that would happen in Jesus' name.
Hello, my name is Debbie. I'm calling from Canada. And could you pray for my adopted niece? She's 13. Her name is Ella. And she is just really going the way of the world and rebelling a lot. She was caught driving after midnight, picking up her friend, going to McDonald's, and driving on the highway. And she's only 13. She's quite short. And
good morning. I want to respond to a few prayers. First is someone who called in for a friend, Renee, who's been dealing with homelessness and now really strongly considering ending her own life. Lord, so we just lift her up, Renee, up, that you just intervene, allow your spirit to intervene, meet her where she's at, show her her value and worth in you as a child of God, made in your image. Bring people into her life that can speak words of truth to her, words of encouragement. Again, just meet her where she's at. And then I want to pray, I think her name was Veronica. They're facing financial difficulties and having to sell their house and move to a new, cheaper living area they can afford, and she's asked for a buyer to come quickly. Lord, would you please just arrange somebody? We know that you already have a plan. Just bring someone into their life quickly that is able and willing to buy their home at what they're asking for or more. We just pray blessings over them financially, that you see them through this hardship, and ultimately that they recognize you as their provider, and the provider of things that are more important than finances. So in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I truly believe that children are our greatest gift from God and a huge responsibility as we shape and mold them and teach them about the Lord. So let's pray. Father, we ask that each parent represented here will receive the gift you have given them in their child and just help them to know, give them the wisdom to know how to deal with the situations that come up in their life, how to love unconditionally, and when to help and when to let you do your work in our children. I pray over those who are addicted, for those who are rebellious. I pray for the unborn child, that you would mold and shape them into what you want them to be, that you would put within them a heart that will serve you all the days of its life. I pray those who are having trouble conceiving and carrying a child to term, And I pray, Lord God, that you would plant within the womb the child that you want them to have. Lord God, just open the doors of fertility. Open the doors of wisdom. Open the doors of love. And just lavish that upon each and every one of us. And even those whose parents have become childlike, we ask for a special grace of patience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, Deb family. This is Denise in Christ. I would like you to all come beside me and pray for my sister. She has a dog that they have had puppies, and the mother dog is having problems with her liver. And now she's unable to feed her puppies, and we all have to feed the puppies with formula. And my sister feels so bad that her original dog, the mother of the puppies, is not doing well. And we're just trusting in the Lord that he's going to heal Luna with all his might. And we're just going to trust him, and we're going to ask for prayer from our community that we love and listen to. I just thank you for praying. It seems so trivial, but it is so important to us, and it's important to Jesus. So I just thank you again. The dog's name is Luna. My sister's name is Tiffany. Just thank you so much. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Good morning. This is Anonymous from California, and I just want to submit a prayer request. I hurt my back a little while ago, but maybe end of April, and I thought it was just like a disc bulging or maybe even herniated that would go away. I've had those before, but it didn't go away, and this time was weird because it made my legs kind of weak and stumbly, and that feeling didn't go away. I think I might have called in for a prayer request before, maybe a month or two ago, but I finally got in to see a doctor because it wasn't going away, and the doctor referred me to get an MRI, and then after seeing the MRI, he said you need to go see a spine surgeon ASAP just to get cleared. And so I did that yesterday. I went and saw a spine surgeon at a pretty big hospital in Southern California. And he basically said, you need to get surgery ASAP. It's like just short of emergency surgery. He's already working on scheduling it in the next 4 weeks. But essentially he's like, you're too close to paralysis. Like you're flirting with paralysis. Like one jolt or car accident or something could just paralyze you for life. And so it was a lot yesterday. The surgery he's recommending is a huge one. It's fusing two vertebrae minimum. He said maybe even three. So there's a lot of decisions I need to make in a short period of time. And so I just pray, Lord, that if God wants to heal me, that he would, but also for wisdom to make the right choice. Thank you.
Continuation. God is promised in his word to supply your needs each day. Our self-sufficient lack of faith is always in the way. An old clock said to a new clock, son, you're ticking loud and strong. Another old clock chimed in to say, he won't tick that way for long. Wait until a year goes by. That's 33 million beats. The young clock said, I could never do that, so he stopped because anxiety defeats. But then the old clock said, now see here, son, just give one beat for every moment. The young clock smiled and said he'd try, and before too long, the whole year went. 33 million beats went by, and he never even knew it. By taking one beat at a time, he easily made it through it. Likewise, we must do the same and stay focused on today. God said he gives you all the strength you need when you live your life that way. Sufficient unto every day is the badness that is in it. God said if we just stick to that, his strength will help you win it. If we do not trust and don't obey, it really is a sin. The word of God will never lie. You must have faith. Amen. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
This is Following Promptings from Louisville, Kentucky. And I was listening to the prayer and encouragement for this week. Today is Sunday, August 3rd, and heard Prisoner of Hope's message that she was not going to be calling in anymore. And I have to admit that it took my breath away and made me very sad. We will so sorely miss you. I hope that you're still listening. I feel like you're one of the many backbones of this hotline, and your prayers are so appreciated, so eloquent, so thorough, and you'll be missed. Just wanted to let you know. I know that you've prayed for me and my friends and family numerous times over the last few months, and each and every prayer was appreciated, and we'll really, really miss you. We'll really, really miss you. God bless you on your future endeavors. We wish you all the best.
Lydia Joy, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you at about 40 minutes left in the Communion Prayers, July 26th, and you called in to pray over all kinds of relationships. And I tell you, that was such a blessing, and I receive your prayers over us. I have been doing some heart work, which is hard work, reflecting, and it's kind of funny that Brian and Jill are talking about this. So it's encouraging to hear where they've come with that. And it obviously, reflecting on anything will always include relationships. So it is important that we do that. It is important that we categorize, forgive, settle in our minds these places and people and journeys we've been on, because we need to get free. And we need to stay free. And if it's up to us, we need to help others to get free by pointing them back to Christ or being Christ-like in our actions and words. So Lydia Joy, I love that name. That was a wonderful prayer, and I want you to know I heard it. Thank you. God, our Heavenly Father, King, Dad, as Lydia would say, thank you for this young woman, that she would be so concerned about relationships and want to bless us in prayer over them. Would you bless her in every type of relationship she has going on? Would you be magnified through her life and example? And I pray a double portion over her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes from Tennessee, and I'm just calling with a prayer request. Recently, my husband and I made a real estate investment with a friend, a fellow believer, and after about 18 months, going on 2 years of having this draw out, we're realizing that our partner just didn't quite have a legal agreement and has been kind of changing things up at his whim. And although we don't feel that there's any criminal activity that he intended, he's exhibiting lack of wisdom. And so unfortunately, we've had to get to the point of hiring a lawyer. We've really tried all the other ways to resolve this, but here we are. And I know that a lot of you out there have small businesses and have been in situations harder than this. I would just ask for prayer for this situation, where we are hiring a lawyer, sending out letters, sending out agreements, possibly requiring this gentleman to make some hard choices. And I just really ask from the community that God's will would be done, that peace would come to everyone's hearts, so that we wouldn't have to do any more legal stuff, that we could come to an agreement and humility and peace and wisdom would reign, and that the Lord would be glorified by our actions as two parties coming together to resolve a conflict. I know it's possible. Thank you, community, for your prayers.
Hey, Debbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for 13-year-old Jesse being influenced by the world, the school, and other family members about his sexuality. We know, God, what you gave him in his life, and we ask you to honor him that and teach him the sanctity of that someday. Doesn't need to be today, but someday. Lord, we pray for David from Colorado. Amen to all your prayers for the loss of 18-year-old Devin. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother. He went and did a biopsy a week ago. He had a mammogram, and he went and did a biopsy a week ago, and it came back positive with cancer. Believe it or not, men do get breast cancer. Now, it's lymphoma, I think. But so anyway, I came up here to Tennessee to sit with him for a couple of days, and we went to see a surgeon today, in which the surgeon said, or the physician's assistant, it wasn't the surgeon, but she said that we needed to go see the oncologist. So he's got another appointment in 2 weeks to see the oncologist. Apparently they're going to do chemotherapy first and then radiation, and then possibly take us out in November. So we just wanted to keep him covered up in prayers. He is up there by himself. His wife, Donna, passed away 6 days after my dad passed away in January. So he is up in Tennessee by himself. And anyway, we just wanted to keep him covered up in prayers. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hey, David, all your Bible. This is Michael in Waco. Just want to say how much I appreciate all the prayers that are shared for each other. The centering of my meditation that this time provides. The sharing is just wonderful. I would just remind us to pray for each other and never at one another. Thank you so much, Hardens, for creating this place. Thank you all to this incredible place for believers to come and share.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother, Christopher. We're going in today to speak with a surgeon about removal of some cysts that he has that are inside of his, under his arm and stuff. We just wanted to make sure that the surgery goes well and all that stuff. So I'm going to keep him covered up in prayers. Through Christ's name I pray. Amen. Talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and it's Tuesday afternoon, August 5th. And Father, I come before you praying for the children who have ran away and those who have been abducted. I place these prayers at the feet of our King. Lord, place a hedge of protection, shielding these children from all forms of harm and evil, both physically and spiritual influences. Lead them away from danger and surround them with your angels, Lord. Father, I know that you love these children. You call them a blessing. Now, I implore you to orchestrate situations to bring these missing children home. Lead the runaways to the knowledge of the safety of being at home with their parents. According to Psalms 127:3, you call our children a heritage, Lord. We pray for the parents of these missing children. Let them feel your presence at all times, Lord, and be their comforter and their leaning post during this horrific nightmare of being away from their loved ones. Grant them strength and your peace that can be only explained as a peace that passes all understanding. hear the desires of the afflicted so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror into our children. According to Psalms 10, 17 and 18. Bring those who are vulgar in their assault against our children to ruin, Lord. Cause them to be brought to their knees. Let them be struck with a holy encounter with the Spirit of God, that they may run to a church for their salvation, that they become the greatest advocates for our children's safety and well-being, Father God. Let them thirst for righteousness.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights. I've got a prayer request, and this is a little different prayer request from me. I was listening to, and I really encourage everyone to watch Taran's video of Honestly, We Just Need Jesus. It's big time. And I noticed there when I was watching it that there was a comment from a person who goes by Jam Nuvas, that he was, or she, I don't know if it was a he or she, was born Muslim, and they were asking for a prayer to know whether this is real. I pray that, let me pray right now for Jam Nuvas. Dear God, please lead Jam Nuvas to your narrow path of true salvation, that let them find Jesus and know you as Lord and Savior. Change their life. Lead them to seek you and love you with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, with all their strength, and find your narrow path of salvation. I ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me in praying for this person who is Muslim. And I also want to ask that you would continue to pray for my family, Mitchell, Ashley, Matthew, my children, my ex-wife, Kathy, that we would reconcile and all of us will be truly on that narrow path of salvation. Thank you, Brian, and all the Hardin family for this wonderful ministry. And God bless all to all you dabbers.
Hey, Dab family, this is Sally from Alberta in Canada. And I just have two prayers for two sons out there. The gentleman who's going to a wedding on the weekend, but he's got cuts possibly from welding on his eyes. And Rylan, son of Eyes of a Dove. And I just want to lift them up to you, Lord. Heavenly Father, you tell us. You've already done the work. Jesus died on the cross for us. And by him doing that, he took away the sickness. He took away the sin. He took away anything that comes against us and stops us connecting with you. And Lord, therefore I come and I come boldly to the throne of grace and lift up these two sons and I claim healing in the name of Jesus in the guy's eyes. I claim total 100% healing because Jesus, you did the work. And right now I believe that all we have to do is claim that and stand on that word and just bless your mighty, mighty name. And I count it as done in your name, Jesus. And also I just pray your blood over Rylan, pray peace, pray strength. And I just thank you again, Lord, that your word says, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and I am saved, me and my household. And again, I stand on that for this boy, Rylan, that he will know you, that he will come to have a relationship with you, and that you will just be watching over him until he makes that decision. I praise you, Heavenly Father, and I just thank you, and I count these prayers done in Jesus' name. Thanks, Brian and Jill and everyone else. Hallelujah. Today is the day.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer from a woman who is having a hard time in her marriage. She's in a lot of pain because her husband had an affair once, and then she forgave him, allowed herself to be vulnerable, and then caught him again. And something's just not clicking after the second time. Encouragement, words of encouragement. I've been through the receiving end of an affair as well.
not twice, but I can imagine that if it had happened the second time, I would really have a hard time kind of moving past it, or something would have died in me in the relationship. I just encourage you to continue to turn back to your identity in the Lord. That is the only renewing and solid foundation that you can stand on. Otherwise, you go crazy and you just feel like a leaf blowing in the wind. So just root yourself in the Lord. Look to Him as your first love. Just open your heart and be vulnerable to Him as much as possible, daily, consistency. out of that, out of tending your own garden, your relationships will flourish. And I'm not saying that your marriage will totally be healed, but you have to start with your heart. If you don't have a heart that's capable of entering into a relationship,
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine who's opened a power washing business. He's just getting it off the ground. He needed to be covered up in prayers. He has opened it up. He is also going to hire people who have a little bit of prison in their background and or have basically like the unemployable folks. So I'm probably going to be even sending people his way because I run into people all the time that are unemployable. So I'm going to be sending folks his way. We just need to cover him up in prayer. His name is Jay. I just wanted to cover him up with prayers that he be able to run his business and in a successful way, and be able to keep it going. And also, I heard a lady who called in who wanted to pray. I forget what your name is. I'm sorry. But you called in and wanted to pray for people who own businesses in the Daily Audio Bible. I think that's a wonderful idea. We all need to have some sort of cottage business, small cottage business, and or big business in the Daily Audio Bible. That's a great idea. Also, Junk to Treasure, I want you to be able to work your business with as much fabric and needle and thread as you need to be able to work your business. Sad situation that Joanne's had to close, and I just wanted you to be able to run your business with as much needle and thread as you needed, Junk to Treasure. In the name of Jesus.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. And today is the 6th of August, and it was one of those days where each prayer request just hit so hard. So, Lord God, we lift up all these people who have left prayer requests with marriage infidelity, with illness, cancer, with job situations. Lord God, we just ask that you just bring blessings of healing in relationships, healing in health, Lord God, and healing in job situations, that you would open the doors for each one to walk through the way you want them to go, and that you would strengthen each person against the wiles of the devil, that they may know your will and walk in it, Lord God. You are our strength. We have none on our own. You are our strength as we walk through these horrible times, these valleys, Lord God, but you are with us. We are never alone. You are with us, guiding us and leading us through the darkest of days. And we want you to light our footsteps, Lord God, by your word. Light our path that we may follow you in obedience every day of our life. We praise you, God, for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for Abba's daughter, Sadie M., and her mother. Sounded like her mother had cancer. She's had cancer for a year. She did a scan in July that came back with no cancer. She's going to do another scan in November, and she's praying that that scan will come back clear. And we just wanted to cover her mother up with prayer that the scans come back clear, and we want her to be washed with the blood of Jesus so she can be cleansed from her head to her toes and not have any cancer in her body, Lord God. Through Christ's name I pray. Amen. I'll talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is August 7th, and I'm listening to the communion prayers for this week. And Prisoner Hope, I heard you call in and state that you won't be calling in any longer. And Sister, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for the prayers that you have prayed over myself and my family, my children, my husband, for being a faithful prayer warrior for our community. And please know that just because we don't hear your voice calling in, know that we're still lifting up prayers for you, for your husband, for AJ, for Kurt, for your heart, that God would hold it in this time, that even though we don't hear you, that we know that you still need coverage in prayer. And sister, I love you. I'm so grateful for all these years that you have been praying over our community. I pray that the Lord would bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. Make it a great day, family. God bless you, Prisoner of Hope. I love you.
Hi, this is Amy calling from Troutville, Oregon. Sorry. I've been behind in the prayer and encouragement line, just got a lot of stuff going on in family life and training for Head to Coast, and just realizing some things and relationships in my life and stuff, and so just kind of been a little bit more on the outside looking in, unless, yeah, just been kind of struggling, and I just listened to the, it was on like the last half an hour or so of the July 26th parent encouragement line, and Maria had called in and prayed for me, and I was just out walking my dog and just breaking down on the side of the road, because it was just like, I just felt like just one of those God wink moments where he was just reminding me how much he loves me in just the most tender and sweet and caring way that you can possibly imagine. So Maria, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time. That was just, your words were just so precious to me, and your prayers just so, it just filled my heart right up. So thank you, sister. God, thank you for this family. Thank you. Thank you so much for this family. What a gift. What an absolute gift. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Jill and Brian. I just wanted to say thank you for your bravery and courage and just rawness about the talk on Job and pain and suffering. And it was beautiful to listen to. I just finished crying and I wanted to say thank you. I listen to you guys every day. And it's amazing to hear your voices either on DAB or on Chronological. So I just wanted to thank you for your perseverance through that and your ministry. And you make it such a difference in my life and so many other people's. So thank you so much.
Hey family, it's August 5th. Let's pray over our children. God stirred in the hearts of the priests and Levites and the leaders of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of the Lord. Ezra 1:5. The people of God were far away from the land where God had promised to dwell with them, far away from the temple where they had gone to find forgiveness, far away from being all that they were meant to be. They were 500 miles east of Jerusalem in Babylon, living in a foreign culture that was intent on assimilating them. But then a new regime came into power. The Persians overtook the Babylonians. God stirred in the heart of the Persian king Cyrus to send out a proclamation that all of the Jews who wanted could go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. So who would go? Everyone whose spirit God had stirred. To bring his people home to himself, God stirred up the pagan king to release them. Then he moved in the hearts of some of his people, giving them the desire to leave Babylon behind and find their home in God's land. In several waves, over several decades, the remnant of God's people went home to start over. To start over in the land, to start over on the temple, to start over with God, and to be the people he had always intended for them to be. Going back to Jerusalem was not merely a geographical relocation. It was a personal transformation, a whole life reorientation away from the world that wanted to assimilate them towards the city where God intended to sanctify them. God still stirs up people to leave the world with all of its familiarity and comforts and to enter the city of God where true security can be found. We long for this stirring in our hearts of our children so that they will be drawn to make their home in God. Lord, you stir in the hearts of pagan kings, and you move in the hearts of your people. Won't you kindle a fire in our children's hearts to leave behind the Babylon of this world and come home?
Hey guys, it's your Eyes of a Dove. Ozzie Bear! Oh my goodness, it's been 2 years. I don't know if you're going to hear this, sister, because you're on the catch-up game, and if my prayer doesn't end up on the end of the daily readings, you won't hear me, but I just wanted to tell you I love you, sweetie. We have not forgotten you. For the longest time, we've been calling out for you, and I've always wondered. I have friends in Australia, so I always think of you. So thank you for reconnecting with your DAB family. Welcome in. So, guys, thank you for praying for my son, Rylan. He, after a very traumatic situation, we did get him safely rehomed at Grandma's house. It is helping me with my reconciliation of my mother after I've been going through therapy, so that's been great. Unfortunately, I did develop some kind of AFib and irregular heartbeat for about 9 days now. I went in and got an EKG and it came back irregular. They wanted me to go to the ER, but they gave me a kind of like an antihistamine anxiety med, which I've took a couple times to try to help. But I had noticed that today the episodes with my heart are down to like 3, and I was having it every 5 minutes as of yesterday. So I believe the Lord is slowly repairing my heart. It starts with a T. It's a technical term, but basically it's called a broken heart syndrome. This happens when you go through extreme grief or panic, great loss. Your heart chambers can swell and cortisone levels rise, and it can cause you to have these heart issues. So I did get prayer and anointing last night along with my husband and our counselors, and just praying that God continues to heal my actual physical heart as we move forward to give peace in our home. Shalom, Shiloh Shalom, and at my mom's house too. I love you guys. I love you, Ozzie Bear. Bye.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and I just want to say, you know, I think everybody probably feels the same way. We get so connected with everybody on here, which is awesome and beautiful, and I love it. But I had been missing Prisoner of Hope, and I noticed Altalee Helly. I've been wondering about her, and of course, Susan came on here the other day from Canada, and I was so sad to hear both Susan and Prisoner of Hope are not going to be on here now, and I just want you to know I'm just going to really miss you. I hope everything's okay. I know, Susan, you're in that grieving process, and I have to tell you, I really appreciated what you had to say, because my sister lost her only daughter about the same time that you lost your son, and she lost her very suddenly. She was 27, and she's been doing okay, and all of a sudden I can just see a change in her, and I think she's just really starting that painful grieving process like what you described you're starting to go through. So I'm going to really keep you in my prayers. And Prisoner of Hope, I know you have other things on the horizon, and we'll keep you in my prayers, and I'm going to miss you. That's all I'm going to say. And I hope everything's okay with Altalee Helly, and I'm sure there are some others, but these are some who have just been on my mind lately. I love you all.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I wanted to call in and pray for KSD's sweet bride, LOV, High King of Heaven. You have won the victory over life and death, and we praise you for that. God, thank you. Thank you that there's hope here while we're still on earth, and there is absolutely hope in our eternal destinies. God, that, well, that gives us hope. It doesn't erase the grief that occurs and the pain when we lose loved ones, God, especially children. God, would you, we ask, Lord, that you would be extra present with LOV today, right now, in this moment. Give her heart the rest that it needs, God. Lord, would you make sure that she has the support that she needs? And would you continue to be the God who holds her, God, so very closely, so very tightly, so very gently. Give great wisdom to KSD. And I pray for unity with them, Lord, connection, reconnection, and the healing that their relationship needs that can only come from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Ezekiel 36:25-27. Father God, we lift up to you today Terry Norris, who completed the Kairos weekend but is struggling with forgiveness, and MacArthur Duncan, who is experiencing issues with his parole. Father, Ezekiel prophesied that you will sprinkle clean water on the Israelites and make them clean. Father, do the same for these two men. Wash away the lies that are being told, whether by others or to themselves. Father, you have put a new spirit in these men and taken out their stony hearts of before. Father, envelop them with your Holy Spirit so they will know the right paths to choose all the days of their lives. Father, protect them as they finish out their sentences. Thank you for Billy's ministry and his faithfulness to the men in Staten Correctional Center. We also ask that you bless and heal him. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
I'm just calling for prayer for my back that it will, the pain will go away and that it will feel better. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelly calling from Long Beach, California. It's now 8:15 a.m. I need prayer for me this time. I really need help. I mean, I'll be 63 in September, but I really need help to get over jealousy. I was bullied a lot in junior high by this one person who was my friend in the fifth grade. I mean, people always seem to always try to make me jealous of other people, especially other women on the kind of looks, okay? I was always told I was cute when I was younger and stuff, but I was having too many problems at home and everything, and at school to be going around telling me I wasn't even pretty. So the bully I had always talking about how so-and-so's prettier than you, and so-and-so's prettier than you. And this is one person who I went to high school with. I wasn't friends with this person. You know, she was really cute. And I always kind of wished I'd look like her. And, I mean, she got pregnant in high school. And, I mean, I heard she was fornicating ever since junior high. And then now I see that she's a successful, she owns a skincare company now, business. But back some years back, when she was doing real estate, she got arrested for, you know, I think it was Social Security or ID fraud. But it seemed like now she's really successful. And each time I try to do things to make myself successful, I don't know, I think I just get a lot of fear. Especially if you've been told by your mother you're stupid and never amount to anything. Especially when we're going through a divorce and she's mad at my dad, but that was between her and my dad. So I really need help.
Hey, my beloved Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is August 6th today, and I am calling in response to a dabber who called. Our sweet sister called, and she sounded so hopeful in the beginning of the call. She's praying for her marriage. Her husband has been unfaithful to her, and she, this was years ago, and she's stuck by him, and they worked things out, and God miraculously restored their marriage and their love. And just as she was continuing forward on this journey, she found him yet again with another woman, and she is really struggling. She says she feels stuck in life and not able to move forward, and she is in pain. And yet, but God, she trusts in the Lord, so she's just asking for prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift up our beautiful, faithful sister, our woman of God, to you, Lord God. Father, your word says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And Lord God, our sister desires to be a good and faithful wife, yet this infidelity is testing her and bringing her so much pain and feeling stuck. Lord, we just pray that you unstick her, that you give her that Rhema word, that you strengthen her in her weakness, Lord, and you move mountains that no man can move, Father God, and that you give her the wisdom and the understanding. And Lord God, that she would just submit before you and let you take control of this situation, Lord, and that your will be done in this marriage, Father. We love you, Lord. We worship you, and we ask in Jesus.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for Ava's daughter, Sadie M., and your job situation. Working for a job where you get commission only, it can be rough. It can be tough to be able to store up, save up enough money. And, you know, you've got lean times and you've got good times with those type of jobs. But best thing is to possibly get another job or try to build your customer client base where you can have customers coming in and be able to get more customers. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We just wanted you to be able to work a job where you get paid every 2 weeks or a month, or be able to get more of a client base where you can have multiple customers coming in, to be able to sell the life insurance or whatever it is you sell to these customers. Through Jesus' name, I pray. And that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I just heard Redeemed in Southern Illinois calling in for her son, who is a welder by trade and who has just been diagnosed with some sort of scratching or tearing in his eye, and is currently on steroids or steroid drops for that. Let's bring you and your son before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you allow us to come before your throne. Thank you for this opportunity to gather with my brothers and sisters and bring before you this young man and the situation with his eyes. God, would you give great wisdom to the doctors? Would you give them supernatural wisdom? And would you bring supernatural wisdom to this young man's eyes? God, bring this healing. I pray that the steroid drops would just do the trick, and he would walk away from this after having gone through the course of the drops, and all would be well with his eyes, with no other issues going forward, Lord. This would just be a straight healing by your hand. God, thank you for your care for this young man. I pray that his faith in you would grow as he sees these answered prayers, Lord, for the healing in his body. God, may he know you. May he declare the goodness of you and treasure his relationship with you, God, and a trust and faith in you. I thank you in advance for all of this. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, please keep us pressing toward the mark relentlessly. Keep us faithful in our resolve, that we may gain the prize of your high calling in Christ Jesus. We lift our souls in humble adoration and praise to you. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you, so we ask you for success today. Draw us closer to you, and nothing shall separate us from your love today. God, help us to achieve all our goals, and let them be in line with your plans. Your word promises, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Thank you that our success comes from you alone. Help us to use everything you have placed in our power to be light in the darkness around us. Thank you for those you have put in our path to co-labor on this journey of hope and healing for the world around us. And thank you that the battle for good over evil, right over might, and equity over inequality is yours, not ours, and you never lose a battle. Let your purposes prevail and your plans come to pass in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in August 6th to pray over our children. It was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit, for his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 12. Earlier, Paul spoke about the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or to the rulers of this world in verse 6. Our first thought may be that he was talking about those with political or governmental power, but Paul was referring to the thought leaders of his day, the people with influence on the culture. These were people who had a huge hole in their grasp of what was ultimately true and important. These rulers of the world saw what happened at the cross as weak and ineffective, even ridiculous and despicable. They didn't get it, yet they kept talking. Certainly, if we were looking to identify the rulers of the world today, those who significantly influence the way people think, we would point to afternoon television gurus, political talk show hosts, popular bloggers and columnists, entertainers and athletes. These voices dominate the conversation in our culture, sometimes in 140 characters. But this is not the wisdom we want our children to absorb. To be continued.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield. Just wanted to call for my aunt. She is having surgery on her hand for, I think they call it a trigger release. So she is going to be having surgery tomorrow at 8:15 in the morning. It's Thursday, August 7th. And so please join me in praying for Laura. Heavenly Father, we thank you for my Thea Laura. We pray protection over her as she enters into surgery. God, may you give the surgeons just a skilled hand and a steady hand to provide the cuts that are needed to help with the immense pain in my aunt's hand. Would this surgery be the remedy that is needed? And God, we know that you're the ultimate healer. So God, we trust your plan in my aunt's life and just pray that you would allow restoration to come to her. We pray against any infection, any delayed healing due to her diabetes. We pray against that, Lord, and just ask that you would just heal her body. God, I know that she has professed belief in you and does trust you, Lord, but I pray that you would continue just to reveal yourself to her and that she would just be walking with you all the more, and that through this surgery she would experience you and experience your miracle healing work at hand, and that she would be able just to trust you and find so much peace in you, Lord. Please be with her. Be with her always, but tomorrow especially as she's in surgery. It's in your name we pray.
Hi, this is Chastity from Kansas. I wanted to call and ask for prayer for my mom. My sister had texted me this morning and just it's been on my heart, and then it was on her heart this morning and more recently of just our mom and her relationship with the Lord. I'm not sure where she is in her relationship with him, and I've tried talking to her about the Lord. I don't remember exactly what I said, but a few months ago I asked her something like, you know that Jesus has always been with you, right? Like he's always with you and he really does love you. And her response was just like, yeah, I know. Something like that, real short, and just didn't seem like she was really interested in the conversation. And I know that she says she believes, but I don't know what necessarily she believes, and I want to have that conversation with her about the Lord and explain the gospel to her, but I just don't know how. My sister and I both, we have a lot of trauma from our childhood because of our mom's decisions. Not to completely blame her, but it was based on her decisions that we've had to endure a lot of things as kids. And I think I still hold on to that hurt. I don't want to, but I think I do. I think I need to pursue counseling to work through these things. But just please pray with us for our mom, for her salvation, that the Lord will open the door for her to know him more, whether it be through us sharing the gospel with her or through somebody else. I just, like my sister said this morning, like, we just want our mom to be in heaven with us. So thank you guys so much. I love every one of you. God bless.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for August 6th. These are not the voices we want our children to listen to. The wisdom that belongs to this world simply can't help them understand the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. Verse 6 and 7. This is what they need most to know, but they need more than simply the facts about God's plan of redemption through Christ. They need another dimension of revelation that takes place in their very spirits. They need God's Spirit, not the world spirit, to impress upon them the wisdom of God's plan and why it is essential for an abundant life. Only God's Spirit can enable our children to know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Verse 12. Lord, the temptation to try to be the Spirit in our children's life is strong. We find ourselves always listening for a voice that can speak your truth to our children in a way that our children will hear and receive. But there is only one way our children will come to know all you have freely given us in Christ, and that's as you reveal these wonderful things by your Spirit. I love you, family.
Let us humbly bow before the Lord and pray for our spiritual leaders. Father God in heaven, we ask for spiritual protection from the attacks of the enemy. Lord, help our spiritual leaders lead with humility, grace, the love of Christ, and with a servant's heart. We pray for a hedge of protection for them and their household. Strengthen them with a firm foundation of faith through the Holy Spirit. Grant them courage and compassion, integrity, strength, and a sound character in every aspect of their heart, soul, mind, and body. Father Most High, we ask for you to give a special dose of resilience, endurance, and stamina to face head on and to overcome and persevere through difficult times, opposition and challenges, and the unique demands of their role. Pass to them wisdom, discernment, scriptural understanding, guidance, and the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. We ask for harmony in their homes and their congregation and group settings. Provide special knowledge in handling the edification, the healing, traumas, conflicts, sanctification, losses, and any crisis that comes up. And for protection and understanding and knowledge for political unrest that may charge up against them. Allow them time of rest and refreshment without guilt so they can refresh and unwind from the demands placed on them from their supervisors, from the congregations, and any established goals of their own. Let them learn to prioritize and set reasonable boundaries while respecting the same. To others, may their motivations be pure, their leadership based on the Word of God, and let this all align with God's will. According to Psalms 90:17, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon them and establish the work of their hands. And we say to this, amen and amen, from Junk to Treasure.
Hey, DAB family, this is Aussie Bear in Australia. I just wanted to check in and... yeah, just wanted to let you know I'm on my way to a prayer meeting, and it has been such a long time since I've been to a prayer meeting, and I'm excited. It's weird. I feel very excited because I love prayer meetings. I love praying. I think it's such an honor to be able to come before the throne of God and pray. And so, thought I would ask you guys to pray that these prayer meetings can become a regular thing, because I think that prayer works. We know that prayer works from this community. We know that prayer works, and we need to pray more. So can you guys pray for prayer, that more people will pray, that we can have prayer meetings and things like that? All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Beloved in Texas, and I just want to thank everybody for the prayers and encouragement to quit smoking. Every time I've tried and gone cold turkey, it just obviously hasn't worked out well, because I still do it. but Sparky kind of imparted some wisdom. He said, listen, there's no reason you need to go cold turkey. It's not weak if you slow it down. So I do have some good news. I used to smoke about a pack a day, and now I have slowed that way down. So that's definitely improvement. It's moving in the right direction. And through this process, God is also revealing a lot of things to me that it's not necessarily just the tobacco that's the issue. There is a deeper issue, which there usually is. And it is the spirit of performance. It's the expectation that I need to be doing something productive all the time, or I am a giant lazy piece of trash. So he's really rooting out, the Lord's really rooting out a lot of things in me during this process. So I'm glad that I listened and I didn't try and just muscle through it, because God had a different plan. He wanted to do a deeper work in the process. So I just wanted to let everybody know, stay accountable, let everybody know kind of where I'm at, and thank everybody for the prayers. I love y'all.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in August 7th to pray over our children. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. Psalm 29, 3 through 5. When we read Psalm 29, we get the sense that David is looking up at the sky, watching the progress of a storm sweeping over all of Israel. But he's not just watching it, he is hearing what the Lord seeks to say to him through it. The scene opens in heaven, where supernatural beings are paying homage to the Lord, worshiping him as the splendor of his holy presence surrounds them. But then, the magnificent presence of the Lord moves from heaven to earth, like a storm rushes across the sky. After first appearing over the unruly Mediterranean Sea, the Lord's presence bears down on land as it thunders from north of Israel, where Lebanon's massive cedar trees are split by its force, down the whole length of Canaan to the wilderness of Kadesh, where his power leaves behind twisted oak trees and stripped forests. Anyone who's ever experienced a storm with thunder, bolts of lightning, and tree twisting, forest stripping winds has a sense of what David is describing. To be continued.
Hello, DB families, Jack's in Canada. Calling in to continue praying for businesses owned and run by DAB members. I was listening to the community prayer July 26th, and several people had called in response to my prayers, and a brother called in, I can't remember your name, and you are joining your faith with mine, praying for businesses, and you mentioned employees. Of businesses, and that reminded me, I have focused so much on praying for the people who run the businesses, and I hadn't yet remembered to pray for those who work for the businesses that are owned and run by DAB members. And so I join my faith with you today to thank you for praying, and to thank all the staff members that work for businesses that are owned and run by DAB members. I pray to God for his grace for everybody who works in these organizations as an employee. I pray that God will make it possible for the businesses to do well, and that those businesses will honor their staff members and treat them kindly and well, and honor everything that is owed to them, whether it's praise or promotions or salary or any of that stuff, even during this difficult time, that we as people who run these businesses will treat our employees the way God would treat us who work for him, with absolute care and respect. And yeah, so thank you so much, everybody that is calling in to join me in prayer. And God, I thank you for all of us and the DAB for the grace that you've shown to all of us. And I lift all of us who own businesses to you. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. I'm actually in New Hampshire today, getting ready to speak at a celebration of life. So we'll talk about that later. But hey, amen to prayers. Billy from Wetumpka, your son graduated. So, Lord, we ask you to help with the job hunt that always goes with that. We ask him to put him exactly where you want him and not necessarily where he wants to be. Sparky, I know you are going through a lot, brother. You are just a warrior in this community. I love you, man. I am praying for you. I'm going to start praying for you every day with all these things coming against you. I found when a million things come against you, that is when something great is going to come in the godly sense. So I am praying that for you. And I know other people are praying. I think amen to prayers that people talk about. The reward is in the obedience of you just doing what God tells you to do, not the outcome of what we want things to do, but God tells us to do something. You guys have been around here for a long time. I wrote an entire book that nobody read but my wife, and it almost destroyed my marriage, but it saved my marriage because it brought out some things that we needed to talk about that we hadn't talked about. Didn't understand why I was writing a book. I'm not an author. I'm the worst writer you could imagine, but I just did it. And she would not let me publish it, but that's okay. That's the obedience part about it. So, Lord, I ask you to watch over my speech today. Help me to say what I need to say to people that are there, and not say, probably more importantly as a man, not say things that you do not want me to say. I ask this all in Jesus' mighty name. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. Just heard Billy from Wetumpka call in requesting prayer for his friend MacArthur Duncan. Hi, King of Heaven. God, I praise you for the beauty of your creation. I praise you, God, for the good God that you are, for the rest that you provide, the freedom, the grace, and the hope. Lord, we bring before you this precious son of yours, this brother of mine, Lord, who is seeking to get out of prison. And I just pray, Father God, that you would give great, great wisdom to those who are making these decisions, to the people who are representing him. Lord, would you give them wisdom? Would you grant him your amazing grace in this manner, Lord? Your will be done. Protect his heart, God, no matter what. Protect his body and his soul and his mind, no matter what. May his hope continue to be in you. And Lord, may your will be done. And we thank you for all of this and ask for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for August 7th. The Lord's voice is shattering. The same voice that splits the mighty cedars of Lebanon can cut through any resistance our children have towards God. The Lord's voice is striking, piercing like a bolt of lightning. This voice can speak to our child like a gentle rain of gradual understanding or like a lightning strike of life-changing insight. The Lord's voice is shaking. It can jolt our children out of their apathy and comfort. The Lord's voice is stripping. Just as it leaves the forest bare, it can peel away negative attitudes and arguments from our children's hearts and minds. Lord, we can't help but long for our children to sense your power and hear you speak. Won't you sweep down over our home in the way David saw you sweeping through Israel from north to south? Come reign as a king in our hearts forever. I love you, family.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I wanted to pray for Aussie Bear's brother. It's been really sweet hearing how excited so many of the longtime listeners to DAB were to hear your voice back on here, Aussie Bear. I'm fairly new to listening to the prayer and encouragement line. I just started this last December, so welcome from me. But just let's pray for your sweet brother. Dear Heavenly Father, as this this brother of Aussie Bear and his wife were called home from holiday much earlier than what they were expecting due to some reports regarding his health. God, would you, we just thank you ahead of time, God, that you've got the power to heal. And we do ask for that, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name for healing upon his body, in his body, throughout his body, all over his body, God. We also pray, God, for wisdom for his doctors, for those who are making medical decisions on his behalf. Lord, would you give great, great wisdom? God, I also pray for mercy and your grace and your hope to continue to rain down on this family and on him, that you would be an ever-present presence in hospital rooms, in their home, wherever he is, God, that that you would be right there present with them, and that they would know without a doubt that you're right there beside them, holding them and encouraging them. Lord, we thank you for all of this, God, and we ask for your healing again. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I just heard Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in to pray for Jorge Vito. And in your message, you said, you referenced a lack of love, support, and forgiveness increases the recidivism rates. And that's just heartbreaking. But thank you for putting it so clearly. Father God, may we be people who support, who love, and forgive. God, may we be that. May that be describe who we are as your people, especially to those who are reintegrating after being incarcerated. God, let us be people of support, of love, and forgiveness. Thank you, Sheena, for sharing that with us and for your heart toward all of those who have family members or who are incarcerated. Love you. Bye.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for a woman. I'm pretty sure you didn't leave your name, but you said your husband had cheated on you and you forgave him, but that last time things were just different and you can't move on and you're hurting. And I wanted to tell you, I was trying to pray for you and it's like, wait, I've done this. I've been there. And the whole situation is hard and you trust God. And might I just tell you, when you're trusting God, God is going to have you do things that you don't want to do, as in pray for your husband. But let me tell you, while you're praying for your husband, you're praying for his salvation, that doesn't mean that you're going to stay together. So as I'm praying, I'm saying, what happens? Will God still might be mighty to save and powerful to heal if he does not restore your marriage, but he restores you individually? So be open to what God can do. And he's able to do all things but fail. So I will be praying for you and trusting God with you, that you will hear him and that you will still love him if he says walk away. But he's going to restore your heart. And maybe restoring your heart, you got to do that by yourself, so that you know who you are apart from your husband. Trust God. He heard you the first time. Love you, sis.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and just hearing a number of parents call in of preteens or kids right at that 13-year-old mark. Son of Jehu called in from Oregon for his son Jesse, who's struggling with suicidal ideation and depression. Oh God, these kids, they're having to struggle with things that at these tender ages they should just be able to enjoy being kids. And this world has just gotten so complicated, and parenting is so much more difficult. And I just, God, would you, I just ask that you would please Lord, please step down and put your hand on these kids. Give incredible wisdom to their parents to know how to lead them and encourage them during this time. It's just so heartbreaking and it's not easy. And God, would you just protect these kids' innocence? Would you give, again, great wisdom to these parents, Lord, to know how to support them during this time? I mean, so much of this is stuff that, you know, none of us have had experience with, and then all of a sudden hit with your precious 13-year-old or whatever age they might be. Just, it's got to be terrifying and heartbreaking and all at once. So just, I pray for these parents that you'd give them a tenderness, a great discernment, Lord, a gentleness as they walk with them through this. Hold them so very close, Jesus, in your name. Amen.